Welcome to the Gamer World, the best podcast for white gamers, their families, and absolutely nobody else whatsoever. None of you fucking brown faggots should listen to this show. This is for white gamers and their fans and their families, white families only. No race mixing here. Thank you very much. Cancel ticket now. I am joined here by The Movement and Rollo. How are you men doing?
Very good.
I am good, yeah.
Rest in peace, Lando Calrissian. He brought the brother to the honky stage and he changed it forever. I mean, you know all the Zoomers, they're talking about Riz. They're talking about Lando Calrissian. They're talking about Carl Weathers.
Dude.
And it's, you know, it's like you find that every once in a while, it's like this is one of the good guys who can, you wouldn't introduce him to your daughter, but you might just let him sit at the outskirts of a dinner party. Like if it was in a big enough park, you know, he might be able to spit shine the Washington shoes on the monument, you know.
Like, listen, he ain't sitting at the table in the house, but he can have a patio chair outside, you know?
Yeah. So he was best known for the Mandela effect, Mandelian Rocky franchise. Mm-hmm. He's also a known predator. So he had some Harvey stuff, but he died at 76.
He was actually best known for playing a homeless version of himself on Arrested Development.
Oh yes, that's true. That was Lando.
When you said he died, I literally said, "Got yourself a stew there, baby." That was what he kept saying. It went over your head.
Yeah. He was giving there, acting tips to David Cross.
Yeah, and he wasn't really doing anything except he was just taking his money because he was like a homeless bum. And then he says, "I want my money back."
Mm-hmm. Facts. Yeah, so he had a weathered career.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is he was vaccinated, but who knows? 76 is a pretty young age.
Well, I think don't the old people get the vaccines? Because you know the science shows that's who it helps is.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because the older you get, the stronger your heart gets. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a muscle. It's had training all its life.
Exactly.
And they're like, oh, his heart attacked him after the flu shot and the vaccine. Yeah. Where's Martin Shkreli when we need him?
Mm-hmm. Jail? Buying Wu-Tang Clan albums?
See, that's not hot stuff, you know? Because he felt like he wanted to pay homage and support the black community with the Wu-Tang Clan. And it's like, no, you're doing it wrong, actually.
Right.
He's Italian. Right. I'm Italian. You stay with your own people.
Are you sure he was Italian?
Shkreli, come on.
Come on.
He could be like Greek or Turkish or Albanian. Oof,
you're breaking
black.
My heart.
Mm-hmm.
If he is, then I got to talk to some guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been talking to some guys. I found something actually kind of funny and interesting. Do you remember that game StubBLA we're talking about where they were flexing, saying when people were saying that the female proportions were unrealistic and then they flexed by saying we just did a scan of this model's body? Bobby, you subscribe to her OnlyFans, right?
That was the Asian girl, right?
Yeah, that was the China woman.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, the Korean one, yeah. Yeah, well, apparently, full story from what I can tell, the company called Shift Up that was, that is making the game, they were recently, they had some money issues, so they were getting funding from a big Chinese gaming conglomerate, apparently called Tencent, that apparently Tencent's trying to like be like the next big
at least over in Asia, the big, like, almost like the Take-Two Interactive, I guess, like they having their hands in a lot of different companies. And, well, while they were in negotiations, one of their independent developers, one or two of them, actually, like, they were a feminist, which apparently in South Korea, from what I understand, South Korea hates feminists.
I think that's false.
That's just what I'm reading, so I'll take your word for it. But
yeah, because from what I understand, South Korea is the most liberal. Like, it is the gayest of the Asian countries.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But apparently among like the gaming community there, they are like rabidly anti-feminists.
Isn't that how it is in the gaming community everywhere?
Yeah.
Pretty much, so yes. But
are we talking about the constituency of the gamers or the the contents of the characters of the guys who make the games? You know?
No, that's the thing is they did I'm this talking about and they complained. The people
that play the games, I believe.
Yeah, they usually they're anti-feminist because especially this chick apparently, she complained about quote-unquote fan service during the negotiations with this Chinese company to Tencent. And obviously, I mean, like, look, you're going to complain. They're trying to get funding, and you go up to these Chinese investors and you say, there's too much fan service, the characters are too hot, and we need to think about this and this and this for an international audience. Like, yeah, you should get fucking cut, especially when it's like, hey, we should make the characters less hot to appeal to an international audience. I don't know when a character being less hot has ever appealed to anybody ever.
Yeah.
It hasn't. And this is an ongoing trend is the women in media in general are getting uglier and uglier and everyone is complaining about it. And all the producers and the developers, they're all pretending like nothing is happening.
Yeah. Like that's a funny thing.
They're all the dog with the burning building around them, like the "this is fine" meme. That's all of them now.
I was thinking more about that meme where they have like, okay, they have like the
burgers.
The actress where it's like, oh, actress supposed to be the prettiest actress of our time, and then beside her, like, random cashier from McDonald's.
Yeah.
No, I like the way I said it better.
Well, there's a famous clip of Joe Rogan talking to Shane Gillis about, like, the news and the women there. And he's like, so you got CNN, MSNBC, and you know, their women are, you know, you got Fox News and they're these huge blondes with long legs and skimpy outfits. And Shane Gillis is like, whoa, dude, you know? And so like Fox is the only one that still, like, as of that publication, still like has their Megyn Kellys and things like that, which are, you know, they're not there for their news credentials. They're there because people like aesthetic things to look at and occasionally get an update for the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, if I'm going to be sitting down, you're going to be interrupting my show. You better be hot.
Yeah. Well, I don't play video games for realism. Like this idea that, like, oh, women don't look like that. That is a total lie. It's a fake argument. I'm not saying that they do, but the men in those games don't look like that either. Everything is hyper exaggerated. I was very confused when they lowered the proportions in Mortal Kombat X. Like 9 was like way over the top, but it's Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat is the most over the top.
Yep.
No, nobody wants to play as ugly women. No, like the only reason people played the Horizon Zero Dawn game is just because it was something. Like, oh, the new Horizon game from Sony. Well, let's go check that out or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was it. No, yeah. Nobody cared. Nobody cared about anything as far as the game itself. It's not something that people are still talking about. The only reason the game is relevant is because it took a regular looking girl and turned her into like a butt-faced ugly mm-hmm. piece of garbage. Mm-hmm. They made her look like Gimli from Lord of the Rings.
Can I bring you guys back to an expression during the aughts that was very inflammatory, but it kind of showed the way that the internet was. You know what I mean? And that was tits or GTFO. Like you didn't. The point was you didn't get special points. For being a woman on the internet in like a subreddit on carpentry, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when you have some kind of, let's say that Harry Potter was redone instead of Emma Watson, it was some dog-faced woman, how it would derail the entire series. Yeah, but there you go. And nobody would ever watch it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like Harry Potter, he can look like Peter Dinklage, he can, you know,
or Daniel Radcliffe.
It's not as important because as a man by default, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Earl. I always confuse the two, but you know, the guys are judged on like what they can do and what they're capable of, not too much looks. It's like looks are just a benefit. Of course, Thor, you want him to look good. He can't look like he can't look like a black guy. Mm-hmm. But with the women, it's like first they bring the aesthetics and beauty, you know, and then they bring all their other extra things. And that's just how the mass consumers of the market enjoy things. And when you have Gollum as the main wham antagonist, it's not going to be hot stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't put Smeagol in a dress and have him be like the leading side character in Lord of the Rings.
No, you can't. Well, back in the 2016 election cycle, one thing that I remember hearing a lot was Hillary Clinton starting almost every sentence of people saying, "What are you going to do about this?" And she'd say, "Well, as a woman," but I thought the genders are the same. So you have no credentials as a woman, right? Mm-hmm. So that's when they start to get a fuzzy argument here. So that's where that tits or GTFO thing that Bobby was talking about really comes into play, because it matters. It absolutely matters. So male gamers, they like that. That was a, do you remember this term, male power fantasy?
Mm-hmm.
So this was, that was the term. So if men want to go on this male power fantasy, well, you need to indulge in that fantasy. See, it's not about what the men want anymore. It's not about what the gamers want. It's not about what the consumer wants. It's about what these companies want you to want. And that's mm-hmm. why they keep changing the rules as they go along, because people are too comfortable liking what they like. And honestly, if you like what you like, then you're not going to be happy with people changing it, which means you're going to kick up a storm when people change it, which means you're going to end up where we are. And that's the mm-hmm. real problem, is everyone needs to be soy face, low T, constantly jacking it. No one in their life, just completely worthless, barely functional human being. Like that's what you need to be. Agreed. And yeah, exactly. See, you're already there.
Yes, I am there.
No, you're ahead of the curve.
Yes, I'm ahead of the Ballmer curve, so to speak.
Exactly.
The point is that even as far back as Diablo 3, people were pissed because they messed, like the original release of Diablo 3, they messed with the character models. And Diablo 2, even with 20 pixels by 20 pixels, you could see that there was a cute broad, you know, there that was the Sork, Amazon, etc. And they wrecked it. And then you're like, ah, gee whiz, I guess it's playable on console. That's where they had most of their success with D3. And because you can just jump in. A guy comes over. You're a college guy. And then your buddy shows up. He's like, what you doing? Diablo 3. Come help me. And then they connect the controller. They're in, you know, with some, you know, mercenary type minushka. But the guys remember Diablo 3. And then here we are. What is it? 20 years later, in the parlance of our times, we still have all these provocations, and you know, this aggression, it cannot stand. You know,
well, nothing has changed on our front. That's the thing, is the developers keep changing, and that's why I am so dead set on everything that I've said about Grand Theft Auto 6. Someone asked me recently if I was going to get it. I said, are you kidding me? Like, after all I've said, you really, like, one of our guys, not a normie I know, one of our guys asked me if I was going to get it. It's like, are you kidding? Because I am so sure that game, you're going to play as the spicy Latina, who's a superwoman, who's going to be hunting down white supremacists. Dude, there was like two movies that came out recently, or there's that one movie that was produced by the Obamas about white right-wingers who started an insurrection against the country. And then there's another one coming out later this year about a civil war. This is all, like, this goes back to the Gamergate days when that Jewish homosexual, Milo Yiannopoulos, he dropped the game Journo Pro. Like, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. So we're, as gamers, we still like games to be interactive and fun. That's what we like about them. Uh-huh. And the developers are saying, no. We tell you what to like. It's the same thing with TV and news and sports, and pick your bread and circus, pick your soy and OnlyFans. It's them saying, no, we tell you what to like. You don't know what's best for you. We tell you what's best for you. And we're out here just like, no, we just kind of want to play these video games, you know. Like, okay, well, now you're going to have a 30-hour lecture. What was that game with the black woman? It was called like Blood Scale or something stupid. You know what I'm talking about? Forsaken? Was it Forsaken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean the one where it was the young black girl from New York, right?
Yes. That nobody played.
Yeah, nobody played, and then came out for DLC, and it's like, it's totally, no, it's not. It's not good.
No, yeah, years later that came out, and nobody cared.
No, nobody cared. It was awful. No, I watched like full playthroughs of it, and like, wow, this is the jankiest, worst shit in the world.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
because the game isn't. It's not a game. It's meant. It's like slowly putting like blacks and gays in movies to make people just accept that that's a thing. But with gamers, these are people, gaming is basically a niche thing. Like something like, oh, it sold a million copies. Like, that's like, movies don't sell a million tickets. You know, they're selling like, you know, 100 million, 200 million or something. Like, very rarely do games do the numbers that Grand Theft Auto 5 did. In fact, only Grand Theft Auto 5 did what Grand Theft Auto 5 did.
Right.
Yeah, so Grand Theft Auto 6, which is, I believe it is coming out this year, it's absolutely going to be just like, here's some gay stuff. You're going to love it.
And yeah, I can believe it. Well, you know, whereas like in other games, it's been like optional side quests. Like, everyone talks about Mass Effect, Mix My Mass, never mind. Like there was the capability of like lesbian relationships, if I remember correctly, you know, things like that. And that was just like side quests that you could discover, nurture, and then it became like a thing. Whereas Rolo, I fear it won't be optional this time. You're going to be there. They're going to teach you how to, you know, grab the, you know, never mind. I don't want to do Jack Black's thing in Tropic Thunder and talk about swallowing the gravy, but it's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're not the only guy who gets sick when he doesn't have his jelly bean.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's what I meant. I'm not the only guy who gets, I'm strapped to an ox. I'm led to a Viet Cong camp and Charlie's all around me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that they are going to take a different direction. It's not going to be the crime murder simulator. If they have that, it'll be some kind of slap together, like emergency DLC where you play as some random white guy. It'll be you'll be playing as the bad guy and you're going to be doing all the, it's going to be John Smith's side story where he was a plumber and he voted for Trump and he was disgruntled because his wife left him for a black man because he had ED. What else could he do? He lived in his mom's basement. He posted on 4chan all the time. And then he decides out of frustration that he needs to overthrow the government because his dick is small and doesn't work. And then he starts robbing banks to build up his fortune to fund his militia, which Spicy Latina takes down in the final version of the game.
Yeah. Okay. I have a theory that would be kind of based and dare I say a callback. So the introduction scene, you're robbing a bank to pay for the trans surgery of your boyfriend. And it's just dog day afternoon. Yeah. You know?
I don't think they'll go that far. Yeah.
But imagine you're like, they kick out the spicy Latina, get Al Pacino to do some voiceover work.
Hoo-ah! I mean, I'd be okay with
He's got a great ass. And then you're there at the bank trying to get the trans Jenga surgery for him.
Well, see, I would want that. But like every major character is a different character that Al Pacino had played. Like the getaway driver is his character from Scent of a Woman, and the cop hunting you down is his character from Heat. And the rival woman crime
as a getaway driver, wasn't he blind in that one? That's
yes.
Super funny. All right, I just want to confirm for the audience that you're as funny as I thought you were. Yeah. That's something I would say and just, you know, deadpan that shit. But yeah,
I did.
You did.
Yeah, but and of course the rival criminal organization is the Corleone family. Like you can just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would play the game where it's like Grand Theft Auto, but everyone is some form. Oh no, the two rival gangs. It's the Corleone family and Scarface.
Yeah. Montana.
Yeah. Yes.
Tony Montana.
You cockroaches. That's that cockroach, Tony Montana.
Say hello to my little friend. And then it's
it's a midget?
It's his F to M new tranny sidekick, you know?
No, it's his mangled penis.
Yes, that's kind of what I was getting at without saying the Schwanzenstuck out loud, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
well, but it's just a disaster, and I think that more and more people are seeing it, and it can't be stopped, unless there's a lot of Indian gamers.
Indian gamers?
Yeah, like you create it with like to a Bob's small team. Yeah, you create a small team with Bob's and Vajin, and then they call it an Indian game for some reason when it's not like a AAA company, because then you can follow your own moral code and things like that. Like we've been talking about Quite Gamers from Australia, which the Great Rebellion, yeah?
I also want to point out in this Suicide Squad game, before we get to it, just what they made Poison Ivy look like compared to what she actually looked like in the Arkham games.
She used to look like Poison Ivy. Now she looks like Poison Oak. What's the world coming to?
That kind of thing.
No, now she looks like, I don't know.
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, she does look like Greta. How dare you? And I'm sure that's intentional because it's Poison Ivy. So she's like already an environmentalist by default, but she really just does look like Greta Thunberg.
I've seen some recent photographs of Greta Thunberg. It might be AI or something, but, you know.
Is it from her OnlyFans?
It's from AI OnlyFans for her, yes.
That's going to be a thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll get into all that later. But, Greta Thunberg is down with the sickness. You know, syndrome. Yeah, down with the sickness. There you go. She's the drummer for Syndrome of a Down.
I thought I was.
Yeah, you were the original. You got kicked out. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll never forgive them.
Yeah. All right. So what is going on with like Poison Ivy, bro? Because you got her in Batman Arkham Knight. I'm seeing the picture here. Quite a what do you call it? Bodacious? Is that a word?
Bodacious is a word.
All right. Bodacious broad. And then here, just from like the baseball bat grew and changed an angle so that there's like nothing to be seen. How's that for a there's nothing there. There's nobody home. It's me wearing sweatpants with the black and red.
I don't know what that, I don't understand. I think I'm missing a key reference.
Well, you go from skin tight, like leather suit that reveals if there's like a desert camel has.
Okay. Sorry. You're talking about the Arkham City costume. Okay. I thought you were just making some comment about yourself. I was very confused.
Isn't that the same Poison Ivy person?
What do you mean?
The red and black thing that I pinned in the master station here.
No, that's Harley Quinn, dude.
Okay. All right. Well, I digest.
Okay.
Yeah. That is also terrible.
No, that one's really, I think Harley Quinn honestly is a dead meme at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like a niche thing, like Spider-Gwen. It was pretty much just popular. So future whores would cosplay as them while they get ran through by all the alpha chads in, at the gym while nerds thirst over them and give them money.
At Comic-Con and stuff like that. Yeah.
No. You know, the nerds at Comic-Con give them money. Oh, gosh. Let's see if I can. All I'm finding is terrible like statues. I don't want to look at a statue. But
oh no, I might have something for you here.
No, I got it. I found the perfect one. Where is this stupid thing? It's right here. All right. This is a good example. I mean, I know the one you. Ah, gosh dang it, we got the same one. But if you click mine, it should take you. It should take you to the actual gallery.
Yeah.
All right, so you're not stoked about this picture, huh?
Which one?
The one you linked was the 9th. Or it was, I don't know, dude.
No, click the one that I linked. Just click it.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, the one with the titties hanging out.
Yes.
Yes, that's the one.
And you're not stoked.
Yeah, I do see it.
No, I was pretty stoked about that. Like, I'm going to level with you. I was stoked.
All right.
Yeah.
There was some stoking.
Yeah, that much stokage. I mean, there's some titties hanging out, even for the boss fight. Yeah, mm-hmm. There is some titties.
Yeah, yeah. And so then they turned that into Greta Thunberg.
Yeah. Oh, they did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby, if you go up this last picture I sent up here before we started sending these links, that bottom left picture is Poison Ivy in the Suicide Squad game.
Yes. I just assumed he knew that. There's a chance that he did not realize that, because I didn't know that was supposed to be Poison Ivy until way after.
Yeah.
Like when I first saw that picture, I had no idea what that was. I thought it was like Abby from The Last of Us. I was like, what is this? Like people are saying, like, oh, why is she so? Yeah, that's Poison Ivy. Compare and contrast. Yeah. I mean, that is Greta Thunberg.
Yes. No, it is. Mm-hmm. She's definitely down with the sickness of
she syndrome. She looks like down. She has fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, your parents never had a drink, Rollo? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, everyone knows I have fetal alcohol syndrome, but that's why they don't design characters to look like me in video games.
I wish it was fatal alcohol syndrome. See the difference?
Hey, that's not cool. You know my mom died of fatal alcohol syndrome.
Oh, gee whiz. Now everyone's going to think I'm a scumbag. But yeah, they definitely Greta'd her up. And it's like, here's the thing, like, children already have more of a Down's face because their features on their face aren't as striking. So, you know, you could go at this like two ways. Either you're doing a 16-year-old Greta, how dare you? And then like trying to sexualize the little bits you can, or you're just like, no, you're left with a dumpster fire, Roll Tide Worldwide. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
No, this they absolutely designed her to be Greta Thunberg because Poison Ivy is like a militant eco-fascist. I wouldn't be surprised if this character even says "How dare you" in the game.
Yeah. I hope she gets some dividends for using her likeness. You know,
well they don't pay puppets, especially puppets with Down syndrome.
Oh yeah, she's already contracted out.
Yeah, hey, do me a favor. You should throw that puppet away.
Yeah. Of course. That's the perfect way a guy can have a life.
By having a puppet?
No, I'm going back to your callback. See the difference?
Right, yes, yes. I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm leaving little breadcrumbs for the ducks in the audience.
And I don't know if this Poison Ivy, is she a doctor at this point? Like, she has like jaundice. Her hair is like leaves. Everything about this is so off-putting to me. I don't understand what they were thinking here.
It says, Ivy, formerly known as Poison Ivy, is a childlike character from Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
You know what? Okay, I just had another thought. So if you look at the Poison Ivy from Arkham City, and another good comparison is the Catwoman from Arkham City, even the Harley Quinn from Arkham Knight, like they really hyper-sexied these characters up. And clearly the idea was for teenage boys to give themselves a low five to. Maybe because these devs are all, because they're all far leftist, maybe they're also child molesters. Like, this is what's sexy to them.
Okay. That's not incorrect.
Yeah, that's that was a thought that I had that isn't completely satirical. Like, I would not be surprised if they're like, dude, no, she's sexy.
Yes. They're like, yeah, so what we need is like 1,000, like, I don't know, like child models. We bring them in here and then we send them through this barometric machine to do a biometric fingerprint of them. And it's like a deep penetrating scan.
penetrating, right? And then we scam them like from head to toes, guys. And they gotta, you know, they gotta wear clothing where it's like it's like they're at the airport, but we're the TSA, all right? And then the 3D modeling team creates infinite child pornography for the deep space servers for themselves. Change my mind. Isn't that how they sound, though? Come on.
They don't sound like McNabb.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, creative license, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. Yeah. Actually, they probably all sound more like us. They all are really gay. I'm talking of speaking. And I find it the most repulsive way that a man talks. I hate it when women talk like that. It's even worse when men do it. When men do it, it is gayer than AIDS.
Yeah, it really is. If you phrase everything you say as if you're asking a question, then you're just a fag. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
You got to go to a voice therapist and, you know, change that immediately.
Yeah, it's so gay that I assume that you designed this poison ivy. I hate it so much. Just looking at her face, it's so bad. She kind of looks like the Chucky doll before Chucky like chimps out, like when he's still doing the "Hi, I'm Chucky, you wanna play?" Like before he does, yeah. Like "You stupid bitch, you filthy slut, I'll teach you to fuck with me." Like that's what she looks like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's all about deconstructing Western ideas of beauty and age of consent and those things. So you're really just not ahead of the curve there, bucko. Sorry, pal.
That's kind of true. It's kind of actually true.
Didn't say that in good faith, and you know that I did not tell a lie. That's how they'd argue it to you.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. No, I was just looking over something that suggested
all these developers, they okay, who posted the picture that was I can't remember what game it was. It might have been Gears of War or Halo, but it was like the first team versus the second team.
Oh, Bungie. And it was like, yeah.
Bungie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was just a bunch of women in the second one.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. And I can repin it right here.
Yeah, it's every team.
Yeah, this one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It is literally every team now. And these people, they don't care. They don't care. Like we know what we like in gaming. And these people are doing the like, you know, you'll like what we tell you to like. Okay. It's problematic if there's women with large breasts and small waists and large hips. That's upsetting to the average girl's self-esteem. Well, those girls don't play games. Do you know how many women I've met that will be like, "Oh, have you met Terry? She has great boobs." Happens all the time, dude. Like that, nice. Women straight up talk like that.
Yeah.
Like women aren't like, "That woman's breasts are too large. That's problematic for me." No one talks like that.
Yeah.
I classic case of a, you know, thanks, I hate it.
Yeah, I think they do when they feel very deficient in things.
You mean like the ones that develop these games?
Yes.
The ones that are like niche weirdos themselves? Like, because you look at them, these women, they aren't a far cry from looking like ugly men.
Yeah.
And it's not because they're trannies. It's just like these are women. Uh-huh. This is what feminism is. Feminism is a satanic term, and Satanism is the inversion of good. So what it is, it's about straight up rejecting everything that is related to femininity. Mm-hmm. So these women go out of their way to be as ugly as possible. Then they bitch that men don't find them attractive based on their accomplishments in life. That's not how it works. No one gives a shit about your job, especially when your job is to ruin video games.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, I've been to a coffee shop with white girls before who were, you know, let's see, of the upper echelons, right? And we walked out of there. I ordered for myself, you know, and the black lady was like, "Well, hello there, sir. What can I do you for? Well, coming right up. One black coffee. You like black, huh? No cream in your darkness, huh? I'm gonna fill you up like the darkness of a black hole."
Oh,
you know?
When I get my coffee, I like it full of a lot of cream. You pick up what I'm putting down there, white boy.
I got so much cream in my coffee, sir. There ain't even no beans in it. You understand me?
No. She's telling you to put cream in her. No, she doesn't have cream in her coffee. She wants cream in her coffee.
Yes. And then, like I was like, oh, what a sweet lady. I think all this racism stuff is off par. It's off-putting. I met one nice black. It's time to shut it all down. I was about to call you guys about it, and then these white broads went in there. He's like, "Can I help you?" And like snapping fingers, doing the serpent neck, everything.
I'm on my break.
Yeah. And they walked out of there and they're like, "Wow, that was the rudest person I've never met." You know, I was like, "Well, why come?" And they're like, "She hated us because we were with you." And I was like, "She was real nice to me." Yeah. Don't you get it? You know? They told me that they've experienced it time and time again that black women despise them, especially if they're with like a dude who's you know, a nice 5'4" Italian with black eyes, and you know, he has a buzz
slick cut because back, he's balding, greasy hair. Know?
Yeah, and so they're real stoked about it, my type, and. Yeah. That then they're very unstoked about the company. So the only way for them to leave unscathed would have been to order together. But it wasn't a date. Mm-hmm. It was a friendly situation, you know. Friends with Eggs Benedict, so to speak. So, and they saw it as normies, and they explained it to me. And I was like, well, I guess I could have figured it out, you know, but you guys just explained it like really well. And it's the same thing with these game developers. They're black women, metaphorically, that see that you're with a white woman who's beautiful. They're like, why come I can't have him? We got to shut down the Mona Lisa, make her more of like a horror piece. And then they'll start looking at us. And it doesn't work that way, gentlemen.
No. I dated a girl who she worked. I can't remember what studio it was. It was whatever the one that it made that terrible the Ghostbusters game. It was supposed to be a tie-in for the Ghostbusters 2016 movie that came out. Uh-huh. And she signed an NDA, but she still told me about all the things in it because they got to watch the movie. I just said to her, I said, was it terrible? Was it just so terrible? And she's like, well, it wasn't good. And I was like, was there a dance scene in it? She's like, yeah. How'd you know?
Yeah,
because that was the rumor that there was a big dance number in it. Mm-hmm. And that leaked on the internet. And then everyone is like, this is going to be the worst movie ever. So they cut it out.
Yes.
She had to watch it.
That's funny.
Wonderful. Yes. Dude. Yeah. That was, 2015. So That gaming has really changed as far as the development process. But the difference between the movie watchers and the video game players is it's always kind of been the same thing as far as what gamers want. Mm-hmm. And they've tried multiple times as far as experimenting with picking up the other gender to double sales, because literally you sell it to men and women, it's double the market as opposed to just selling to men. Mm-hmm. But in the early 80s, there were a few games that they made that were meant to just, this is for girl gamers, and gaming didn't have the reputation as being for nerds that it did at the time. It was still kind of like girls could go to the arcade and play some games. Oh, isn't that fun? But they didn't really give a shit. So gamers just said, well, the developers were just like, well, screw it. Let's just market it to men, because those are the ones buying it. And then around the Anita Sarkeesian time, that's when everything changed. But all it did really was just piss a bunch of gamers off. Like it just made gamers go, okay, what's this book about a guy, his struggle? Like, oh, what's going on here? Like, what's this about a 13 do 50? Really happened. That's literally what happened.
The only gamer girls that I knew growing up had older brothers, and they would be interested in like Sims and stuff, like familysimulator.com.
You know what's weird though? A lot of girls, specifically this game, they play Call of Duty.
Yeah, they want to be one of the guys. They want to play beer pong and then play Call of Duty.
But they don't play Halo or Doom. It's specifically Call of Duty, because Call of Duty is the dummy game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nothing else. And there's a lot of good shooters out there. Call of Duty is not a good shooter. Call of Duty was a cool thing when it came out. And then it's like Madden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know why they keep releasing Call of Duty the way they do.
Because fucking retards and niggers will buy it.
Yes.
I don't think... Do blacks play Call of Duty?
Oh yeah! What? Oh yeah! That niggas play a lot of Call of Duty. Like you said, it's like Madden. They will fucking buy it and play it.
Well, they I know they play Madden, and I know they play basketball game.
Yeah, they play Call of Duty.
Yeah, okay. It's when I was in trade school, every dorm had Madden or Call of Duty playing 24/7, 369.
Okay, now here's the thing, though. When you're talking about a college, black people don't go to college unless it's to go play the basketball.
But, you know, the homies are dead because they got their basketball American ship, you know? And so, like, you know, a lot of the state schools, they have a basketball team, and they'd have blacks.
Bobby, you went to Stanford. They didn't have a blacks on your basketball team.
Well, how do you think I got into Stanford?
Yeah, by not being black, and not being an affirmative action recruit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, hold up now, Bobby is Italian.
Yeah, but but that's, you know, about the anti-Italian discrimination.
Yeah, I was about to say, but we did have a 3/5 compromise with Stanford, so 3/5 had to be the homies, but 2/5 could be Italians.
Very fair. Okay.
Yeah, but see that. Yeah, but they recognize you as white, so you have to pay double.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did have to pay double. They said double or nothing. And I said double or nothing. How come I get to pay nothing? They say you don't. You got too much honky in you. He's like, would you say the word right now? And I said, yeah, definitely. And they're like, would you say it around 40 brothers? And I was like, oh, no. And then, you know, so I had to pay the full price. Even though my GDP was so low that I could only get in because of the 3/5 compromise. GDP,
I'm leaving that all in.
Rolo, I saw you getting up in the chair. Please don't go.
I don't know. It's getting late, folks. I don't know. I'm leaving that all in. We'll see. We'll see if the audience liked that as much as Bobby did.
Yes.
Yeah, but Rolo, talking about the actual game of Suicide Squad, because I saw some gameplay of it. Okay, and people said,
from what I understand, is it's basically either like Fortnite or Apex Legends as far as the gameplay goes.
That they attempted to cross with Arkham.
It's a really, really generic third-person shooter, which is really weird because the Arkham games completely changed video games.
Mm-hmm.
Get completely changed combat.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I heard this from somebody who enjoys games like Fortnite and stuff like that. He said the worst thing is, besides all the shitty woke shit, the ugly characters and all, he said, I like the gameplay. The gameplay is really good. Okay. Well, I can screw with you on that, but continue. Said, but it's like every single mission, whether it's a side mission or a like main mission, feels like you're doing like a daily activity on an MMO. You know, it's the same mission over and over. He said there were two missions that he said were actually separate. One was a story mission where Batman is actively hunting you down to kill you. And he said that was kind of cool. And one where the daily destroy everything in an area, you get to ride in like a tank or whatever. Other than that, everything just literally felt like the exact same mission over and over. And apparently also, like, the game has the same issue that people complained about with Metal Gear Solid 4, not 5, 4, where it's like you can't,
there are
you
no literally couldn't go. In that game.
Well, people were saying like you couldn't go more than 2 minutes without a cutscene. He showed. Oh, yeah. I watched the playthrough. It's like, dude, it's been like 2 minutes. Like I had a cutscene, and then I walked up to this thing, and there's another cutscene. And then you couldn't like walk away from where the cutscene was telling him to go to like do open world stuff. So they literally gave you control for 2 minutes to have your character walk up to a thing. For no reason. Like, well, it was ridiculous.
That doesn't bother me because it's a comic book.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to want some kind of story. Mm-hmm. It's not Doom where you run forward, shoot things. I'm perfectly fine with that.
The problem wasn't the story. The problem was, why did you give me control for these 2 minutes to walk up myself? Just show a cutscene with the guy walking up.
That's not a problem. That's just, that's video games now. That's how it is. The real problem stems from the game. It's made by the people that did the Arkham games.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a generic shooter. That's all it is. And so if you're going to make a generic shooter, because the guy, you know, he said the gameplay's fun. I'm going to go back to a very early episode where I was talking about the Star Wars Fallen Order, where just at this point, just every game has really tight gameplay, has really good control like that. They're all like that. So as far as running around shooting things, yeah, that all is tight.
Mm-hmm.
But so you get a big cutscene, and then you go back to generic game where it's like, go here, kill that, go here, kill that. It's there's no variety in anything. And then you have to look at ugly models. And then every male character is emasculated, and Wonder Woman is given a heroic death.
Yep. Specifically, like, which one was pissed on? Was that the Flash?
Yes.
Yeah. Here it is. Flash gets pissed on. Green Lantern gets stripped down to his dorky Green Lantern-themed boxers. Batman is mocked and shot in the head on a park bench. Wonder Woman gets a tragic death after she almost kills Superman but loses the way. It's not her fault. All the squad members cry for her. Yep. Okay, I can believe that. And also, like, Wonder Woman, are we actually sure that's a woman?
Yeah, they made Wonder Woman look ugly AF.
They made Wonder Woman look like a tranny.
Yeah.
Like, that is a male to female tranny right there.
No, she looks terrible.
Mm.
As I'm surprised they didn't just make her black.
that would have been an improvement because
I wouldn't be able to see her.
That's true.
I'm wondering if she's a woman.
Like, the jokes that, come too easy. If you,
Bro, that facial structure, that's a nigga.
They have some self-awareness. You know what I mean? Just a bit.
I don't think so. I think what it came down to was they had to keep some characters preserved the way they were. But another, this game was riddled with problems. It's online only, which a lot of people are really like bitching about. So did either of you play Borderlands?
Yes.
So Borderlands is a terrible game, and
my wife will fight you later.
Yeah, that game sucks. It's one of the worst games ever. One of the draws of it is it has over 1 million guns, but it's like a pistol, but poison damage, a pistol, but fire damage, the same pistol, but slightly less poison damage. That's the whole game. Literally every mission is go here, kill that. And you have to walk across huge empty swaths of map. And then you got to walk all the way back. That game is so bad, and every character is like, "Hey there, Mac." It's so bad.
I like Claptrap.
Yo, you didn't tell me that you voice actor for the thing, bro. You should have told me that.
Well, why do you think I hate it so much? They underpaid me. They overworked me.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm playing a minor character in an open world thing. In a desert utopia, sweet. I'll probably only have 40 lines and get $10. Let's go. And it's like, well, what if you died to a poison dart, Rolo? You ever think of that? What would you say then? Wow, this really itchy. Gee whiz.
Yeah, that is literally how every character in Borderlands is. Everyone talks like a host of a kids show.
Yeah.
Like Ramblin' Rod or Rusty Nails or something. Like, that's how everyone talks. It's like what Krusty the Clown is a parody of. That's how they all talk.
I put in a bunch of hours because I had a bunch of buddies playing it. So it was more social rather than, you know, game.
I teamed up with people and I played that game as well.
There you go.
But it took me maybe, I don't know, 40 hours, 50 hours before I was like, dude, this is one of the worst games I've ever played. And the second one was even worse. Like, the characters
what
were
about
even
the third
more
one,
like,
blah, blah, blah.
Did a third one come out?
Yes. Sure. Yeah.
There were like four or five games. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I know there was one called the pre-sequel. Isn't that just so wacky? Borderlands,
yeah,
the
pre-sequel.
So funny.
They're so goofy.
Borderlands is so bad. But it had that stupid loot system. I remember one guy specifically saying to me, I have so many guns. Yeah, but the guns, it's not
that.
Yeah, it's not like this gun does this. Oh, okay. Well, this gun does that. No, it's this one does poison. This one eats armor. Okay, this one is poison, but less damage. They're all one gun.
Mm-hmm. I hate litter shitters like that.
No, it's retarded. It's so bad. And this game does the same thing. It has that same loot system where, like, anything. Yeah. Whoa, wow. You could imagine all the stuff you could do. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That is what my buddy complained about. That's what I said, dude. Like, the loot crates you get at the very end of missions, they take like 15 minutes to get through, and you just don't give a shit. And there's no way to properly mash through them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that, you know,
it's less that to make the point. It's not like WoW where you do these specific raids because these specific bosses drop these specific items.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like WoW, but oh my gosh. But for the most part, what it really is it's just an excuse to make people play the game over and over, because I got a crappy item. Well, better do it again, and it pads the numbers because it's always online, so it's making people think that, oh, look how many people are playing the game. But this is a new trend in gaming, and Fortnite does this, Apex Legends does this. This is kind of the new thing. It's just games where you just grind for thousands of hours.
Yeah.
Like, this is the new thing.
Yeah.
And you're not a fan, huh?
No, I think most people aren't a fan.
No.
See, the reason Fortnite is popular. No. Fortnite is popular because it's a free game. So parents have no problem letting their kids play a free game and Twitch thoughts play it because it's a free game. Well, I can stream on Twitch with my low cut shirt and I'll just play this game. I don't know what's out there, but this one's free, so I'll try it. That's the only reason those games are popular. Like, remember when PUBG was a thing?
I remember PUBG. Yes.
Yeah.
And no one plays that. And that game was really popular at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the other one? It's a H1Z1 or something.
Yeah.
N1H1. Yeah. Yeah.
N166 at.
I used to know this Chinaman. And when that disease came out, it was like the original sin, swine flu. It was called N1H1. He was like, "Nigga won, Hispanic won." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!" Like, how did I train you straight, you know, off the banana boat from Chinkbakistan to like say this so readily, you know? But
it's in their DNA, you know, dude.
It's in their DNA. Yeah. No, I didn't put in as many hours in Biohazard as I thought. Borderlands. Gee whiz. Yeah, Borderlands as I thought I did, but I like the best games that have some kind of loot shooter situation have some kind of overall skill level on the item that you pick up. So you're like 150 versus 149, and then you don't even look at the stats. You don't care, because that's how I play when I have that as a capability. I'm just like, item level, what is it? Okay, it's higher. I'm just swapping it. I don't have time
And that's how Borderlands is. Borderlands is not a game where you're gear dependent, so it's not like, I got to keep playing this to get better gun because I can't progress without it. It's like as you go, you just get new stuff, and there's no point. Like there's like a million guns, but it's all the same gun. It's like is it a pistol? Is it a sniper rifle? Is it a shotgun? Is it I don't know, is it a assault rifle, like whatever. Yeah. it's all the same. It's just this one has poison, this one has whatever. There's some things that you can do, because you could carry two guns, I think. I don't remember. Maybe you could carry four, but it's like, okay, I'll have this one with this weapon in case of this enemy, and this modifier just in case.
Dual Beretta, no Regretta. Rollo.
Exactly. But for the most part, it was it was an excessive system. You didn't need to have that many guns because the game was pretty much story based. Because it has RPG elements, but it didn't have the loot that Diablo had.
Yeah,
there was no Stone of Jordan. It was just like if every item was Stone of Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Nothing mattered, and all the characters are annoying. The interface is ugly. I really hate Borderlands. It's so bad. It's so bad.
We'll have to get you to do a full-on playthrough and video review of it someday.
Yeah, here's my review. Fuck you, Borderlands.
Speaking of ugly faces, though, Rolo, who the fuck is this negress, you know, in this picture here, top left, and why is she in every fucking game?
That's Deborah Wilson from Mad TV.
Okay.
I don't know why she's in every game now, but that's her from the Jedi Fallen Order, and she's in that. And now she's in the Wolverine game playing a white character. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what the video game world's obsession is with her. It is so strange.
Yeah, and every single one, she's like the fucking like bitch that gives you your missions.
Yeah, she's the wise sage, I guess. I have no idea what, because it's not like they just discovered her. She's been around forever. She was on Mad TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But because of the patriarchy and white supremacy, we're so used to getting orders from like white guys.
Patriot Act?
Yeah, from the Patriot Act onwards, we're so used to getting orders from white guys, so we might as well get our missions from black whammons in the video game world to kind of flip that a bit, so that when you enter basic training, when they enact the draft here shortly, you'll be like, oh, Shaniqua, there was a man named MLK. And then you chant after, he tried to show the way, you know, and that's an actual video, Your Honor. So I take that to the court. When you hear that, you're like, oh, gee whiz, it's just like my missions. Oh, shucks. It's a different mission now. Gee whiz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it is. Now you guys have the answer to your question.
I think that's partially true. I think it's more that these developers have a resentment towards their father. They hate their dad. Their dad was the white man that raised them and fed them and clothed them and paid for their education. So a Jewish lesbian, a psych professor can say, really, your dad hates you, because when he told you to eat your vegetables, what he really meant was, I own you and you're a slave because I'm a white man. And they said, wow, you're so cool, professor. It reminds me of the show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that in the fourth season, they went to college and she had this professor that was this huge fucking cunt. And everyone's like, isn't she so great? I was like, this is the most unlikable character in all media. And everyone, like, not the audience. I really don't know what audiences thought of her, because I never really talked to anyone about that show. But every character in it was like, oh, she's so brilliant. She's so smart. And she was just this stupid bitch. And that, I think that it's probably a pretty accurate portrayal of the average college professor. So all these women graduate with their degree in communications and they become video game developers, and they put these black women as the leader. This one black woman as the leader, because they just hate their dad, because a Jewish lesbian college professor told them that they actually do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure it's still like at the end of the day, the hierarchy is still linked a bit to testosterone. If you're a male, you get a 20-point deduction. But if you're a black female, you're already, you know, you already dead. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, but you know that more black females have higher testosterone than white men?
Yeah, I would assume so.
just by nature of observation. But here we got facts, logic, reason, Shapiro mode coming in.
Yep.
Facts don't care about your low T. Wasn't that a gym we were going to start, Rolo? The Boston Tea Party? You remember we were going to move to Boston?
Yes.
And we were going to start the Boston Tea Party because we were thinking about it.
Well, now we can't do that because they'll know it's us.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, we'll give it as a freebie then for any of the guys in the audience. You probably name it something different, but the internal message is that, you know, 200 years ago, we revolted against the tea because of taxes, but now we're trying to get the tea via lifting. And so in the gym, there's going to be like actual tea bags that weigh like 50 pounds each in the pools at all times. You got to come and lift it to increase your tea. So it's still a Boston Tea Party, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It'll be in South Boston. It'll be a bunch of Irish guys. Be awesome.
Yes, exactly. Throw the tea into the harbor, lift it out and gain your tea, you know, that kind of thing.
No, they're not like leprechaun Irish. They're like dirty, angry Irish.
I'd
be more like, right. Pull the tea back into the harbor. Send it back to the bloody English. You take your tea, you tosser. Get out of here.
So they're drunk Irish rather than leprechaun Irish.
Yes.
All right, good. Good.
Yeah, of course.
At least you know our constituents. That's definitely what's up.
Yes.
They'd be the same kind of people that reason Suicide Squad was marked down before the launch day.
37%.
Yeah. That was hilarious. That ended like the literally like, what was it, pre-day one glitch that caused the shutdown?
No, the glitch caused the game to end. Like, you get to the very end of the game.
Yeah, just immediately. And so, like, we had to shut this shit down.
Press start, and final cutscene starts. Imagine that. So, spoilers. That's the only reason I'm playing this stinker. I'm not playing it for the hot models.
You know that that's quality assurance, right? So
it's very quality, and I'm like,
no. Excuse me. Quality assurance is a department within the development cycle. Okay. All right. I have to explain it for the any TARs that might be out there, any Greta Thunberg adjacent folk, you know. So somebody put in that shortcut. Just you want to check the final scenes, eh? Well, then, all right. You just press the start button right at the beginning. It skips you to the end, and you can check out the graphics, okay? All right, then. Ta-ta, retard. And that guy, his name is Pajit Ramaswamy. He forgot to take that
ta-ta
out.
Ta-ta there, retard.
Yes. There you go. Fed smoker, for those of you who don't know, national treasure gone too soon. But, yeah, so he didn't follow Proto. He's done. And the Twitch streamers who like discovered that bug and went straight to the end, they made the news cycle and they went from 10 followers to 110. And now they can tip their fedora at their mother from the basement. I made it, Ma. Look at what this is. Look at all my subscribers. 110. Rather than Harrison just Yates. 10. What's that?
I said, oh, Harrison Yates.
Yeah. And I don't know why they all became Irish. It must have been the Boston Tea Party thing.
Yeah, but those are the gay Irish. We don't want those ones. These ones, they're talking about all the land of Tiernan Og, where all the wishes and dreams come true.
Yeah. Over the rainbow, I found a leprechaun boy. He was near the rainbow flags.
I
was on vacation in San Francisco.
I sneezed three times and he made me his wife. That's how it works in these times.
Oh, man. The Irish constituency is not going to like the Italians ripping on them this hard. You guys haven't announced your, metaphysical, you know, thing. I kind of Soft doxed myself.
I did. The fucking first Full House. Yeah.
Okay. What was it? Dutch Irish with some goon?
With some gook.
Got cream on some young guy.
Yeah, I got I'm a quapa.
Oh, you know, Rollo, the other day you were educating me on the different types of accents of these people.
I was eating
dinner, you know, in the city. I'd finally gotten down to Jersey again, and I was there in like, and it was like quiet hour, you know, nobody there except for these jabbering gooks. And it was nuts. I was trying to pin down what they were. They sounded Korean.
Based on the descriptions that I gave you?
Yes, they sounded so Korean.
Just so everyone knows, I will explain. This is how you tell the Asians apart. So Japanese people, they sound like they just discovered something for the first time. Like,
I don't see what it was.
arigato, Mr. Roboto.
And the Chinese, they just sound like a bunch of cats, like, and Koreans sound like they're whining. They're like, and the Vietnamese sound like someone who's really, really thirsty, and they just start chugging water, like,
yeah.
That's how you tell.
They were definitely Korean, because I almost yelled, "When are one of you gonna come?" You know, and I just gently, what do you call it? Finished my meal, got it to go, and headed out of there. But let's switch the gear here real quick, because you guys know I'm a big gearhead. About the artificial intelligentsia. And there's right now a civil war going down because, as you guys might know, Taylor Swift has been accosted by the world of deepfakes. There she is at Rodinger's Dam with a boyfriend in the full football league in very, you know, so she's AI-ified to be this horror Babylon, I guess. And she's suing. And she wants them to stop doing that. Okay. And it's every woman's right to, you know, not be dressed down by robots, especially in the age of NSA and biometric fingerprints. You know, we already talked about that. The NSA, every time they got you, they're scanning your cock and balls. Okay. Sorry. They got it in a database. They're going to give you a prostate exam before your doctor does. All right. So, point is, there's a different group of people, and they are rolling the tide worldwide. And what do they call themselves again? They call themselves the
Anonymous.
Not Anonymous. They call themselves. Gee whiz! I'm scrolling up.
Dignify.
Yeah, dignify, but it's like AI. And so they take these, like Viking Barbie, you know, there she is at the gym showing her entire buttocks you know, midsection, midriff, wearing a skimpy bra for the people. And then they just give her like a thing that covers all of it, you know? And then they get banned from the constituents. But DignifAI underscore, it's like a Twitter page. And they're just like going for everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. And all of these, what do you call it? Not
whores?
Receivers of thirst is a word. They are.
I can see it being a word.
Yeah. The anti-electric light, you know, they're the distilled water of the Whammon world, you know. It's just going to go straight through you and you're going to remain thirsty, all right? But they take these women and, you know, make them a little more dignified. And already there's so many threads saying, what the heck am I going to do in this world of AI prostitutes? You know, how, what chance do I have as a real woman? Well, you take these whores of Babylon, to use a word, and then you dignify, and they look like reasonable people again. They're not showing every single thing, and it's not some like Muslim AI or something. No, like these are like our guys that are using the freaky software out there. Like, I forget, but it's a combination of both, and just being like, hey, I don't like how I look in this. Could you like clothe me so I look better? You know, and instead of, you know, the Grand Canyon in your chest, they're, you know, they look reasonable. And it's just funny to see these wars in AI.
Have you ever seen the movie Showgirls?
No.
I believe I have, actually.
Have you ever seen the movie Showgirls on cable TV?
No.
So the movie has excessive amounts of nudity in it. But on
that
TV,
is why I've seen it.
Yes, but on the TV edits of it, if you would ever watch it, they would show it on like VH1 or something. In those edits, they would have this like rotoscoped bras on them. It was really funny.
It's like when Will Sasso did The Sopranos without any cursing.
No, because it did cut it out. It would be like, okay, there's a really, you'll appreciate this one. There was an edit of The Big Lebowski on cable, and it was the scene where Walter Sobchak is beating on the car. But it says, you see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I have heard that one.
Yeah, so it's the equivalent of that.
Oh, that's good. Perfect.
Yeah, so it's like they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The Showgirls.
And another thing that this does, and I want to start a whole debate, but it also removes tattoos from these women.
Oh gosh. Yeah, there was one girl I saw, she's like covered in tattoos, and it's like, we used AI to remove all the tattoos from Tatted Slut or whatever her name is. And
yeah,
she looks beautiful.
Yeah, and it's like, it could be like in this pic I'm sending right now, like a minor thing on the arm, and it's just gone, you know?
Uh-huh.
And now she's dressed for the saison, you know, and
looking good, Rod.
Yeah, it's just it's pretty crazy because people have like so many interests in AI, and they're taking it in totally opposite directions. They're taking it, you know, in freaky things. I mean, like they've created like fake porn since the Nixon administration. You know?
Dude, there's like, I'm pretty sure there's a YouTube channel that uses AI to make like Optimus Prime fights Iron Man or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, like they're doing stuff like that's what you think AI would be for. And then all these people are basically using it to add some wholesomeness. Isn't that crazy? Because you think like people would be using AI to make like Barack Obama has sex with Oprah or like something like that.
Yeah.
But they're making the most like the opposite of that, because we're in a society where there's everything is so degenerate, so disgusting, so unforgiving that.
Yeah.
What like the only way you can do something edgy is to do something wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wholesome is a new edgy.
It is.
Yeah. And that's like if you look throughout history, we had, what do you call it? The Great Awakening, the Renaissance, like all these various periods where it started to think more about modesty and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Enlightenment era, you know, if your tit is hanging out, even if it's for the child, it can be tempting for another man. You should just put it away and leave it at bay at home. And that was the, I think, that was what Calvinism was all about back in the day.
If a woman, yeah. If a woman's tits showing, hit her.
Yeah. <It's, laughs> yeah. We have various iterations of it. But like, you know, you think about the 20s with the destruction of booze and modesty. Like they were very concerned about morality. Right. Mm-hmm. And now we have our best AI programmers who are like, oh, I see this broad, you know, she has potential, but she's dressed like a whore. Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. Dignif AI activated. Now she's in like a dress. You know what I mean? Look mm-hmm. at that. She's number still there one, in the Caribbean,
number one most unpopular career, crack whore.
Yes. Norm McDanzie's exactly right. And apparently, I'm not going to mention that, but they did it to a very famous troll picture that people love to send other guys. Well, black guy.
I knew exactly what picture it was.
Yeah, it's like anybody sent me that was like Insta hellband. You know, it's like, it's not funny.
Oh, that's a good one. You look like Kareem Rashid.
Yeah.
It's you know Tariq Nasheed's making a new buck breaking documentary. It's gonna be like 9 parts.
Really? Nice. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Is he trying to get himself broken? Is that what's going on?
Yes. Dude, he's so gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you repeat a lie often enough, eventually it'll happen to you and your dreams can come true.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yep. I think, his idea.
Yep. I think so.
Yeah.
Well, in that note, everybody go buy The Great Rebellion, support Cult Games.
Did you want to talk about that at all? Because you played a bit of it.
I did, and that'll be for next time. We're running a little long on the tooth here. But I'm looking at their thing right now on Steam. 117 very positive reviews, 0 negative reviews. And, I mean, I can't see sales numbers. But, yeah, no, I played it. It's fun. I pre-ordered it. I was happy to get it. And all you fuckers go out and buy it. Support our guys. Because it's a fun game. That's what I'm going to say right now. It's a fun game. I enjoyed it. And I even may, you know, be recording a playthrough of it.
Yes. Because you have done a teaser. And can I just say one thing about it? Because I watched your playthrough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved the attention to detail, you mm-hmm. know? Like, there's a lot of things in the background, you know?
Oh, like the stone toss?
Yeah, like the burgers.
I love that, yeah.
And it's like love, the letter, the word love with just a black and a white guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fun with the same thing. Toddlers in drag. There was a pizza with a Comet Pizza logo, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of little hints and all that.
And make a child in the cyberverse. And this is discussions I see online right now. They're like, sex robots are the future and women can't keep up. When can I get mine? And then it's going to be make a Neopet in the cyberverse. That's like your child with your AI rod. That's going to be how they get the guys. Women, they're going to need more SSRI and more feminism and neoliberalism.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but it just that kind of attention to detail where like you can pause the game at any point and like check it out, and there's mm-hmm. something to explore. That's the attention mm-hmm. to detail that only the most severe autists can have. So I'm very stoked mm-hmm. that they have that.
Yeah, I'm glad you're able to watch and look over, because mostly I was just jumping around trying not to completely suck at the game.
Yes.
That's generally my goal.
But you did play it on hardcore levels, so.
Yeah, I did, yes. Just go ahead and do that. And also, I was glad my rig actually recorded it.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yes, people, go and support that game. Speaking about games, Bobby, what are you playing this week?
More RoboCop, you know. Been playing that, having a whale of a time. I took like a month break because I was down there in Peru, evangelizing for black people how to get a visa. Mm-hmm. And but now I'm back and there's no excuse.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Rolo, what are you doing this week?
I'm actually probably going to finish up Metal Gear Solid. I got a few more AI or VR missions. You know, it's funny. As we were talking, my good friend Isaac just sent me this picture.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Yeah, he just sent this to me. And for those of you who can't see, it's just a thought who had her tattoos removed via AI.
Yeah, and she had like a ton of tattoos on her face, on her chest, everything. You know, more piercings than McNabb. And
that is actually very good work.
Can I read the description here?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
With the power of AI, we will clothe the Insta thoughts. We will purify AI them of their tattoos. We will liberate them of their piercings. We will lengthen their skirt. We will piggyback off the outrage around AI porn and committing unrelentless psychological warfare to our own ends. And yeah, it kind of trails on and on, but hot stuff.
Yep, that is actually very nice. Yeah,
I was trying to do a Deckard Cain kind of thing there, but
yeah, we know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, that's me.
Nero has been here patrolling the thought for 300 years. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts you want identified? The horvax on this one is 300. Guys.
Yes.
Not to go full MGTOW, just had to go with the Deckard Cain. He was, he wanted to identify some items.
Full Deckard Cain. Stay a while.
Listen.
Nigga, you went full Deckard Cain.
Never go full Deckard.
Right. I mean, I was on a Warhammer 40K Rogue Trader kick for a bit. When I shared to the channel, one of the best things was just one of the loading screens says, when in doubt, save. I was like, yeah.
Smart.
They know exactly who they're talking to. It's great. And I mean, it's made by the same people who made Pathfinder, so it plays well. I'm enjoying it, you know, it definitely. And
just because they can design a car, what does that say about designing a video game?
Well, the main thing was to get the ships correct, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
And they did good with that. You know, ships the size of cities, it was great. But yeah.
Right. No, I got you.
Yeah, it plays well. I'm enjoying it so far. But I'm probably going to take a bit more of a break off of that to really just dig into the Great Rebellion. I mean, I'm enjoying the hell out of it, and yeah, I'm going to keep enjoying the hell out of it, you know? Also, since I'm doing it on my computer, the kids can stop being upset that Daddy's hogging the game all the time.
Can I ask you a personnel question real quick?
Personnel question. Let me open my HR folder. All right, go ahead.
Oh, gee whiz. Are you using a controller to play it or not?
Yes, actually, that's the thing is, I tried working with getting the recording done at first. I used mouse and keyboard, and I actually sent a message to the Cult Games guys and said, hey, controller, how does it work? And they explain, because my normal computer game controller didn't work. There is, with Xbox controllers and PlayStation controllers, it works. With any other controller, it's literally a crapshoot.
Okay.
So luckily I was able to grab one of my many PS5 controllers I have laying around where the kids keep breaking them every now and then. You know, children dropping things and whatnot. And I was able to make it work. So, and that was a lot better than trying to do so, because the way my stuff is set up, mouse and keyboard would have me like a 7-year-old watching cartoons with my face in the screen.
Yeah.
Japanese cartoon.
Hunchback of Nostradamus. I got
you. Yeah, exactly. But yeah,
Quasimodo it is fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. And I'm going to keep playing it and probably record some more episodes on it.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who likes that, just go ahead and check the Odyssey channel.
Whew.
Yeah. Other than that, everybody, have fun. Support our people. You know, game responsibly. Support good games. Support our people. And again, as always, make white babies. This is a threat.